This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in and join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll go back to the phones here in just a second. But I still want to tease this story, and hopefully we'll be able to get to it, about some kind of self-aware artificial robot intelligence thing that either you wear as a suit, or maybe it winds up just absorbing you and it wears you.
It's an AI-powered suit bot
that might wind up making you the suit.
If you remember, if you listened last Thursday, me and Chris teased that we were going to bring in super cool,
you
nerdy...
You said you wanted to bring in some tech stories.
Tech stories of some of the crazy stuff that, like, is out there that we never talk about. And I am a woman of, my word, unlike someone else sitting here at the mic tonight.
There were just some really important stories out there.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dwight calling in from Maryland. Dwight, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. So you guys tend to bounce around just a little bit with your topics, but my... originally when I called in, you guys were talking about, I think it was like, probably the state of the policing in America, something like that. But, you guys were talking about 80% lowers and gun laws. And that's something that's very precious to my heart. So, what I think is very funny, I'm from Maryland, and the gun laws are written in such a way here in the state that they are very, very gray. So, yeah, so I can purchase a 308 AR with zero issue over the counter same day. But if I want to purchase, say, an AR-15, I have to go through my my 7-day wait period, background checks, hand fingerprinting. I've got to go through the handgun qualification course, so on and so forth. But according to the ATF, I should be able to manufacture these things in my home, no problem, no issue, as long as I am a legally able firearms owner. It's a very gray area. I've talked to the state police. They can't explain the laws to me any better than I can understand them as a regular citizen.
And some of the time, these things are intentionally vague, to where you have politicians that will either... Sometimes it's not intentional, but sometimes it is.
To where I feel like 90% of laws are gray to cops.
Well, but in this case, I mean, Maryland, when they passed theirs, and I used to live in Maryland, I feel your pain.
But
it's just a shame that they just wanted to write it broadly enough that they could pretty much outlaw anything
they
like.
Right, so sometimes they want it to be intentionally vague enough to where there's enough, you know, judicial discretion or whatever to where they can prosecute anybody for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody winds up getting caught for something that they did not intend, and I'm using air quotes for people that might be watching the webcam, we didn't mean for that to be covered.
Right.
Then they can wind up using some kind of CYA statement.
Yeah.
That's not what we meant, but, technically it's in violation.
And I want to throw out one other thing, and then I want to hear your thoughts, but there's also this sort of, this is a systemic problem where you have on one hand the Second Amendment, which is supposed to protect our right to keep and bear arms.
Supposed to.
And we also have the 10th Amendment.
Right.
It says that, you know, anything not delegated to the federal government is left to the people and to the states.
Right. And the, you know, original intent was that those things applied to the federal government, not necessarily to the states. But then there was some kind of ruling of, well, the 14th Amendment means that most of the Constitution applies to the states, except for when we say it doesn't.
Right. So please go ahead with your thoughts.
Now, when you have the authority is delegated to the state, it gets like super gray when, especially in Maryland, the federal government is it seems like intentionally vague when it comes to regulated firearms. You can take a state like Arizona in contrast to a state like Maryland. Whereas in Arizona, I know I can go in, cash and carry a handgun out of the store that day, no issue. Whereas in Maryland, I have to go through this whole rigmarole, which is, I guess, in my mind, it seems that it's very reasonable that a person, maybe you're going to make a rash decision, and we're going to give you that 7-day wait in case you're planning on doing something wild.
Right? Now, I've got a question here about the claim that in Arizona, you can walk in and buy a handgun without having to fill out the federal
form.
You're
still going to do a 4473 for the feds.
Now, here's the thing, though. I can do face-to-face trades in the state of Arizona.
Correct.
I can do that. I can meet a guy in Walmart, and I can buy a handgun from that guy in that Walmart parking lot with zero issue.
Right, but that's not the same as buying the gun from Walmart.
It's not. I'm just in the parking lot, right? Now, I'm not saying there's any issue with that. I think that people should be able to own firearms, but I also believe that not everyone probably should.
I'm a
common-sense gun owner.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say that again.
I'm a common-sense gun owner. There are people that I believe shouldn't be able to own them.
And see, my thing is those people shouldn't be on the streets in the first place to get guns. So if somebody's that dangerous of a criminal, right, that they don't deserve their right to bear arms, then they shouldn't be on the streets.
They haven't committed a crime. So did I hear you when you said you were okay with like a 7-day waiting period, make sure it wasn't
I am okay with it to a degree, I suppose. I don't know where that line should be drawn. I'm not a lawmaker. I don't know where that line should be drawn, where as a person can or can't own a firearm, or how long they should wait, or anything like that.
Can I offer
this? I'm not sure where that line is drawn.
Not to contrast Maryland and New Hampshire, but we're broadcasting from New Hampshire. We have none of those weights, and we have a much lower crime rate than Maryland does. So,
but you have zero inner city in New Hampshire.
Zero inner city. We have inner city not too far away. I'm talking about Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's in Massachusetts, not New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I understand the difference between Baltimore and The Wire and New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Glen Burnie, Boresville. I mean, we have endless of these metropolitan areas that have intensely high crime where I don't think some of these people should be able to go in and just grab a gun. Straw purchases are a huge issue in my area.
I think you need more armed citizens down there, honestly.
And, I do too.
Yeah, and that's where I look at, like, the issues of Baltimore. Absolutely, and this is where things stray for me. I don't think Baltimore's major issues are guns and the accessibility of guns. The major issue is the war on drugs, and that's what Baltimore's all about. And surrounding areas, it's a drug war. It's the Fallujah of Maryland.
And you got to think, too, that any gun laws that you put that you guys, like, impose down there, they're only going to be followed by law-abiding citizens. They're not going to be followed by these, you know, gangbangers and whatnot. Well, so basically,
laws only keep honest people honest.
Exactly. And so, like, the more gun laws and stuff that are imposed in that area, it's just going to make more people susceptible to these thugs, these armed thugs that are going to, you know, kind of bring chaos and stuff to the
community. Maryland has turned into a very big government state, and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get trying to correct societal issues through more regulation, and it doesn't work. And, you know, it's just sad that, to me,
Maryland ranked number 45 in the recent Freedom in the 50 States rankings that came out.
Can I ask what part of Maryland you're from?
I'm from Southern Maryland, down in here in Mechanicsville, good old Mechanicsville.
Nice. I lived in Frederick and Hagerstown for years.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've been up to Hagerstown. It's nice.
Yep. Not to the prisons, right?
Not where you lived, Chris.
It's like Hagerstown's major issue or major industry was state prisons. So you'll see on The Wire, for example, a lot of those guys end up in Hagerstown. So
Dwight, thank you for.
Hey, so Just a quick.
Such a good call, and then that.
Yeah, he was a Twitch caller. I'm surprised he didn't go there sooner. He doesn't get a thank you for the call now. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855 450 free. 855 450 3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And before we get back to the phones, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. Libertarians have been wanting something like this for at least a decade that I'm aware of. What am I talking about? An online directory of liberty-minded businesses. And Liberty.menu is doing that and more. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. So there is a lawsuit being proposed to down in Jacksonville, Florida, where this what's this business called?
There was gamer convention, or not a convention, yeah. But there was a tournament of people playing Madden 19, and one of the guys that apparently lost the tournament. Right. And from what I'm understanding, there's still not a lot of details that have come out on this. So if I get some of the facts wrong, please forgive me. But as I understand it, there was one of the gamers that had lost in the tournament, although I later heard that he wasn't actually in the tournament this year. He got mad that he lost a year ago, but showed up and just started shooting at some of the other competitors. Last I heard, it was either 2 or 4 people dead and up to 11 wounded.
I don't know all of those details exactly, but people are dead, others are wounded, and so some number of those people are taking up and have I guess the endorsement of a law firm that's going to file a suit against the Jacksonville Landing, I guess the business.
Yeah, that's the name of the shopping mall or shopping center that this thing was being housed in.
Exactly, and I've been waiting for this lawsuit for nearly a half a lifetime, because what it is it is going to make responsible, hopefully in the right way, the purveyors of gun-free zones, in other words, free fire zones for the armed crazies out there, because there's all these places all over the country that say, oh, you can't bring guns in here, but do absolutely nothing to do anything about. You know,
well, they put up a sign.
Security.
Yes.
Right. No. Well, I mean,
in some of these cases, and yes, I agree that the sign is practically useless. But in some of these cases, the only reason that these places are gun-free zones is a group of politicians got together and forced them to make that decision, if you will.
Well, it's not just politicians. It's private companies, private businesses that are keeping. I went to
in some cases, yes, but then in other cases, it's not necessarily the business owner.
Restaurant. I went into the restaurant, and I was open carrying actually, and I wandered in there, and I sat down, and I ordered some dinner, and it just so happened that I was turned so that my exposed firearm was pointing out into the middle of the area, and the owner or manager came in, oh, you can't have that. Okay. And I said, well, you know, I didn't know that. And so, but, you know, if you actually see me carry that out and then come back in to have my dinner, then what you're doing is you're placing an unintended firearm in a car somewhere. And if somebody happens to see that, then, you know, what's going to happen next? And so he says he actually let me keep the gun and said that next time you come in, don't have it. But I should have had an argument with him then because, you know, listen, what else are you going to do? I mean, obviously he was in the doorway when I walked through and he didn't even, you know, see that I had a friggin' 45 semi-automatic strapped on my hip, fully exposed.
And I, you know, this one's tough for me because I'm very much pro right to defend yourself. We just have that right.
Right.
Government didn't give it to us. The Second Amendment didn't give it to us.
Right.
We've had that forever.
Our right to life. If we don't get to defend ourselves,
we have
bets are off.
Right. And this is a quote from H.L. Mencken that I love, and I always listen to that. I believe in one thing, liberty, but I do not believe in liberty enough to want to force it upon anyone. So if a private, you know, a private shop, a restaurant or whatever decides that they don't want guns in there, fine. I don't have to go there and eat. I don't go to Starbucks. I couldn't tell you the last time I walked into a Target, because that's what it is. I don't go to Panera. There's all sorts of places that I just choose not to go. I choose not to go to New York, which makes it really hard to travel.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of one you have to go through. But if I don't have to, I'm just not going to go there. But New Hampshire is interesting because, you know, regardless, you have that right, and you can sometimes strike up conversations. It doesn't ever have to be an argument.
There are some restaurants, and Bad Slave, thank you for the call. There are some restaurants in New Hampshire that they give an open carry discount.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a great idea. I you know, a lot of people will, they'll talk about, you know, all these guns and everything goes wrong and people can't be trusted. And I'm sorry, New Hampshire, I've lived all over the country and New Hampshire isn't that different than anywhere else I've ever lived. It's not. It's still, you know, we don't have as much urban area and that's a valid point. But the people are people and we just don't have these issues. So what the heck are the other 49 states doing? I just don't get it.
That's a very good question. Let's go to someone calling himself Pinky from the Grand Canyon. Pinky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Is that
Mommy?
Is that your thought?
Mama says.
All right, I don't know what Mama was going to say, but probably something I was going to have to hit the dump button on. Thank you for the call.
We will never know.
55-453-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and coming up, artificial intelligent robots that wear you as a suit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The casket carrying the body of John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. He will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda and then be buried Saturday at the cemetery at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican Senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
Good communities are built by thousands of small acts of decency that Americans, as I speak today, show each other every single day.
Biden saying,
bottom line was, I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people. Not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll get into this possibly murderous robot that might wear you as a suit story here in just a second. But want to invite you, if you like the show, to join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And your $5 a month helps us do those three things. Helps us advertise, market, and promote the show to specifically to program directors that wind up making the decision to add us to new radio stations. We're on over 190 coast-to-coast right now. We can be on even more, and your help can help us do that. And, of course, it's not just you giving us money. You get things in return. There's an AMP-only room in the Discord. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP-only podcast that doesn't have the commercials that the regular podcast has. And there's probably a couple other perks that I can't even think of off the top of my head. AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the moment you guys have all been waiting for, because Daryl's been teasing this story for the last couple segments.
Murderous AI robots that wear your body as a suit.
Not quite. This is the robot that you can wear. LG unveils its new artificial intelligence-powered suit bot that enhances leg movements to help warehouse workers lift heavy objects. So,
So the robot doesn't right now wear you as a suit, but once this AI becomes self-aware...
I mean, it's still in all of these, like, beginning stages. So let's just get right into that.
He's just going straight to Terminator.
Exactly. He's
skipping everything.
Exactly.
Right.
So workers of the future could be given a boost thanks to a wearable robotic suit developed by LG, dubbed, I believe this is Chloe SuitBot. The AI-powered robotic suit boosts the leg movements of its wearer, letting them undertake tasks they normally wouldn't be equipped to handle.
Yeah, it sounds like a murderous robot.
My first thought when I hear stuff like this, when I read this article, was like the, what is it? Like those movies where they kind of wear the suit, but they control the transformer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those in Matrix and stuff like that, yeah.
It's all in the realm of possibilities now because of stuff like this.
So didn't the Power Rangers have these?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
No, they totally did. When they were inside their little...
They would get inside the thing and then, like, form together to make the big giant...
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So, the firm says it could use to help warehouse workers who have to lift heavy objects. The Chloe SuitBot can communicate with other service robots built by LG to become part of a smart working network to coordinate around the factory floor. A concept version of the technology was unveiled at a media launch during the annual IFA Tech Conference, which is held in Berlin from August 31st to September 5th.
All right, so hold on. It says that this, I'm guessing they mean it will be unveiled because it's not yet August 31st, and this story is from today. So either this was written by a time traveler, or they got some kind of press release from LG, and this is like paid content.
Well,
but
possibly.
Looking at this picture, it looks like the guy's wearing the Forrest Gump magic legs.
Right.
From the beginning of the movie, before he starts running and the magic legs just fly off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because there's a lot of course, a lot of military applications for this. LG doesn't talk about military use in this, and this looks like a civilian sort of thing.
I'll have to double check that date.
Okay. Yeah, the published date is August 30th, 2018.
Yeah, no, I mean the date of the conference. They probably got the date of the conference wrong.
Yeah. Or they just poorly wrote that sentence. They weren't intending to publish this today.
Yeah.
Oh, let's continue with the article
here. Let's talk about it.
So SuitBot was designed in collaboration with fellow South Korean firm SG Robotics. The firm has been studying how wearable robots can improve people's quality of life, including people with paralysis. The collaborative effort, SuitBot, is part of LG's growing Chloe AI robot range. Previous droids in the same range include a cleaning robot and serving robot. SuitBot is aimed squarely at the industrial sector. However, its feasible medical versions of the same technology could be on the horizon if they prove successful. AI technology allows SuitBot to learn and evolve through analysis of biometric and environmental data. This allows it to cater to an individual worker's particular weaknesses as it learns about their movements. According to LG, tailoring the movements and level of support for each individual also allows SuitBot to optimize its power consumption and conserve battery.
It's always a big challenge.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm starting to think here, especially when they mention...
It's kind of creepy, too, when artificial intelligence is literally scoping out our weaknesses.
Right, and then
okay,
it winds
Daryl.
Up wearing you.
No, Daryl's theory coming true.
on some of these where it talks about medical... stuff. So
yeah.
Let's say Christopher Reeve. He was well known as Superman, and then he had some injury.
He had a less than successful time at riding horses.
I couldn't remember what
successful
the injury was.
Successful actor, less than successful at English riding.
But, you know, he had a severe neck injury, left him paralyzed. Luckily, he was one of the small percentage that survives that particular accident. But he was left paralyzed. And I know he went through some kind of something towards the end of his life to where he did wind up taking a couple of steps.
Yeah.
And I forget what the thing was. But could this SuitBot thing wind up being used to help someone who is paralyzed from the neck down
to
be able to have a life again outside of a wheelchair?
I maybe not Chloe. You know, this seems like it's meant to accentuate the movements of somebody. But, man, we're on the cusp of all this stuff. We're going to get things that can help people that are disabled and people that are weakened by disease to lead more normal lives. And
then the next question is, at what point does this sort of thing, if they do develop this for medical purposes to help people that are paralyzed, at what point does it cross over from medical device to transhumanism?
Right. I think
to where you're blending with the technology.
Well, with the idea of an exoskeleton, it fits on you. It doesn't wear you, but it's something you wear. It's clamped onto your body.
And then you become RoboCop.
But it's not. When they get to the point where they're going to take an exoskeleton and marry it to your skin, marry it to your bone and things like that, then I think you're really in the transhumanism. Otherwise, you're just using a tool.
Mm-hmm.
A very
just
effective
different
tool.
It's no different than a car.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's basically like just something to enhance your life.
Yeah.
I mean,
what a cool idea, though.
Yeah, because this is definitely much different than, say, a prosthetic.
Right. Well, not necessarily. Well, yeah. Because prosthetics have a lot of intelligence in them now, and it's amazing what they're doing.
Well, I don't know how many of the prosthetics would be classified as AI that, you know, becomes self-aware of something.
But they're responding to nervous
They're responding
nerve
to nerve signals.
And that's an important step, and, you know, it wasn't 20 years ago before that was like science fiction.
Right.
So now we have something like this that may bring mobility to people who couldn't walk, and it's certainly going to make the lives of warehouse workers easier. You know, and there's this big thing going on between Bernie Sanders and Amazon. Have either of you followed this at all?
No.
Bernie's like throwing out every accusation about how horrible Amazon is, and they don't pay their people enough money, and people are getting killed in their warehouses, and Amazon's...
I've not heard of anybody being killed in an Amazon warehouse.
Well, there have been seven of them in the last five years or something like
that.
Okay. But Amazon's been rebuffing everything they've kind of thrown at them. But the bigger point is that these are basically the jobs that many areas have. It's warehouse work, and warehouse work is dangerous work, and certainly the likelihood of back injuries is much higher.
Yeah. There's more to this, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on this self-aware robot that will eventually wear you?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. There's a little bit more to this story about these robot suit things that might become self-aware and then wind up wearing you. Plus, we'll get to the phones in just a second. But I want to tell you about the Innocence Project. Why? Well, because a lot of reasons, actually. But this November, in just over 2 months, I'll be in New York City running the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon. And I'm doing it as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work and I'm proud to be on their New York City Marathon team. In 1992, August 24th, to be exact, 20 Cardozo Law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of what was being called the Innocence Project Clinic, being led by Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield. After years as successful public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that day in August, the Innocence Project has helped free 208 people who have been wrongly convicted. Again, I'm raising money for the Innocence Project. You can go to run.freetalklive.com, and every penny that you donate through that link, run.freetalklive.com, goes directly to the Innocence Project. I've already secured my spot in the race, but I want to bring in $5,000. I'm at $4,500 right now. I'm fairly certain that I can bring in another $500 in the next 2 months. Run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah, and then we'll get back to this murderous robot that may or may not right now be murderous. But once it becomes self-aware, I guarantee you it kills somebody. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, Albuquerque here. We are doing a warrant roundup right now. So we have 60,000.
What's that mean?
Well, 60,000 misdemeanor warrants out. And then we have 5,000 felony warrants out.
Oh, dear.
But you know what that means? You know what that means is that the half of Albuquerque is going to be gone. We're going to be, like, empty. Where's everybody? Well,
so,
they all got rounded up and got put in jail.
Question. Of all of these warrants that you just mentioned, do you know how many of them are for something as minor as, say, simple possession of marijuana?
Oh, no, I do not know what the breakdown is, but... Can I ask you this?
Would you support, like, locking up all those people that have warrants for murder?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like we had 75 homicides so far.
Okay,
so you would be
in support of finding and locking up all those people that have warrants for murder. How about rape? You support doing that?
Well, that'll be nice, too. You know, that'll be nice, too.
And you and I are in agreement on that. How about felony possession of marijuana?
With the intent to distribute.
With the intent to distribute. Like, they just bought a bunch of pot and they want to sell it. Should those people be rounded up?
I'm not that concerned about that, but I do want them to round up the tickets. They no show for the red light violating and on the speeding. Yeah, they never show up before court either.
Right.
What should happen? They should go to prison for the rest of their life?
No, not rest of their life, but
5 years.
You know what? Do something. Take away suspension.
A year. How long? How long for somebody who didn't show up for a court date? How long should they spend?
Specifically for one of these stupid red light camera things.
Yeah, for a red light camera. Mm-hmm. How long of their liberty should they lose?
Well, maybe first time, maybe a week. If they do it again, maybe a month. If they do it again, maybe 3 months. And after that, they take their license. Don't drive for a whole year if you're that irresponsible.
And does the death penalty come in?
No, Daryl. My question is, you know, if you have a job, say you're a waitress or a waiter, and you can't show up for a week, you're likely to get fired.
Well, what right do you have to run a red light and T-bone somebody and put them in the hospital and die? Like,
okay, so now you're talking about actually creating a victim.
Wait,
right.
I have a question for Sarah.
Go ahead.
Are you going to vote for Gary Johnson?
I want to get back to this. I want the death penalty back. Of course I want
the death penalty. I know you want the death penalty back. That's why I asked, at what point does the death penalty come in for somebody that runs a red light?
No, we have 75 homicides. We're going to have another 60 homicides by Christmas.
Right, but you're the one that you kept mentioning these red light cameras. I'm just trying to figure out at what point should there be the death penalty for running a red light.
You want more homicides. That's what the death penalty is.
She doesn't see it that way.
I want death penalty for rape and murder of minors. That's the only execution that we had, like, 25 years ago. This guy raped and murdered a 9-year-old girl. And the one that they executed in Oklahoma, he raped and murdered a 12-year-old girl that just executed. Those are the executions that I'm looking for. You know?
I totally want those people to be executed, too. I took a criminal law class in college, and what my professor told me is one of the only reasons that we stopped giving the death penalty to rapists and child rapists and stuff like that is merely so they let the victim live. Because if the crime of murder and the crime of rape carried the same sentence, then it would be in the criminal's best interest, the rapist's best interest, right, to kill his victim, because either way, he'd be getting the same punishment, which would be the death penalty. So there'd be no incentive for him to let the victim live and potentially talk. Do you know what I mean? And confess what he did to them. So then it kind of creates an incentive to kill your victim if you allow rape to carry the death penalty. If that makes sense.
There have just been so many people that have been wrongly convicted and sentenced to death row for crimes that they did not commit. I cannot support the death penalty at all.
Yeah, me either.
Sarah,
that might work well for your state, but you know what? Look at our homicides. We have much less homicide than we had the death penalty. Just the fact that that you can be executed, kept everybody in line. Now,
Sarah,
we've told you before that the statistics don't actually bear out what you're saying. Whether the death penalty exists or not has almost no bearing at all statistically on the number of homicides that happen. Thank you for the call. And we've explained this numerous times. If you look at states like Texas that does have the death penalty.
Right. And uses it. They love to use it.
Yeah. They've got a murder rate that is higher than a couple of their surrounding states that don't have the death penalty. Yeah.
No, I do. I think that child rapists and stuff like that should get life in prison and put in general population, which is basically the death penalty without having the death penalty, because a lot of them get coughed in there.
Yeah, it's hard when we talk about life imprisonment too. So that's basically saying that this person could never be rehabilitated.
Way I look at it is like child rapists and all these like murders and stuff. They're like cancer cells.
So say a 19-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy.
See, people always bring that up, but you know what? This is why we have trials. And so when we go to trial, you know, these cases of, two teenagers that were on the same mental wavelength, you know, screwed around, that'll come out and people won't convict them. There's a big difference between
people and
a grown adult taking advantage of somebody that cognitively hasn't been developed and manipulated them.
I understand what you're saying there, but people don't sentence. People only judge guilt. And after that, it's up to the judicial system. And this is why... This is why I was really excited to finally watch
Making a Murderer,
which you've talked about forever, because it's not necessarily the people. It's frustrating when people on juries don't see what you may see, but it's more frustrating when it gets into the system, and that's judges, and that's prosecutors, and that's all those people who really control what goes on. So... You know, we're not going to give any spoilers. We'll probably talk about whether we want to talk about this sometime. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting documentary. But that's a question. I mean, do you put enough trust in the judges that do horrible things sometimes?
Juries, and a lot of cases, the prosecution will, you know, prevent the defense from showing, here's DNA evidence that shows that my client wasn't there.
Right.
Jury says... Guilty.
Yeah, don't believe
I urge everybody, listen to the Wrongful Conviction podcast with Jason Flom. We're out of time for tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.